All right, Mark Lurie here, KNBR 680. September baseball, but Will Clark is with us. You see something different at the park all the time. What did you see today?
You know what? out here today, and they said, hey, can you come out and tell Manny Pacquiao how to hit? So I eased on out here, and Manny Pacquiao and Chris Algieri, they were on a PR tour, and they're out here taking batting practice on the field, and we're laughing and giggling, a little photo ops, all that sort of stuff.
So what kind of advice did you give Manny Pacquiao?
I said, use the big end of the bat, not the little end of the bat. I said, it's much better if you hit it on a big fat end.
I saw he sort of had a cross-handed swing like Hank Aaron when he first came up, or Ty Cobb. Pete Ward was another one. Are you a proponent of the cross-handed swing?
I'm not. Probably the only cross-handed I've ever tried might be on a putting surface. That'd be about it. But Angel Pagan and Pablo Sandoval were out here trying to get him to hold the bat the right way. So he got a few out the infield. That was good.
Yeah, it's fun at the ballpark. Will Clark joins us. Well, September baseball, it's here. And, you know, you and I have talked for years about the pennant race and coming down the stretch. And I always thought September, the pros take over, the guys who know how to play the game. And here we are, September.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you get through the dog days of August, everybody's tired. And, you know, September is whoever is mentally tough and whoever's been through the ringer before and knows how to get it done at the end of the season. And, you know, we just had Colorado come in town. We played real well. We won three in a row. And, you know, now we got some tough teams coming up, a lot of teams with winning records. So we got to play good baseball.
Did you feel the difference in September? And I know it's just a month on the calendar, but when you say there's 29 to go, I always think it's Giants against Cincinnati with the backs against the wall. I always feel that way.
I was always loving for September to roll around because, you know, you had a chance to be right in the middle of it. And, you know, it's no more excuse of, oh, it's April or May and this doesn't mean anything. No, now it means everything. And, you know, I would rather walk up to the plate when everything's on the line and then walk up to the plate and not be playing for anything. So this is a great time to be a baseball player. It's a great time to be a Giant because you're right in the middle of everything. And you pretty much have your own destiny in your hands.
Yeah, you could get there if you play great baseball in September. A lot of other teams want to do that, too. And then the party starts, which, you know, you had the party in 1989, the amazing playoff for you. But pennant race, getting there, do you have a favorite year of getting into the playoffs for you?
You know what, believe it or not, I mean, for me personally, 89 was just a magical year. But, you know, I look back on the... On the 2012 Giants, and you know they got on a roll, and it's about right now in September they got on a roll, and that roll carried them all the way into the World Series in a sweep of Detroit. So, you know, there's a lot of similarities to this club to the 2012 club, and I'm really looking forward to this next month of the season.
You know, the manager manages differently. I always feel. I said it about 2 weeks ago for Bochy. He said, "Well, trouble in the fifth inning, he's gone to the bullpen. Then trouble in the sixth inning, he's gone to the bullpen. Then." I think the good managers understand that.
Well, they definitely understand it, and they know that, you know, because every game does mean a lot right now, they're not going to let things get out of hand, and especially get out of hand early. So yeah, he'll definitely have a little bit quicker trigger. And on top of that, you know, with rosters expanding September 1st, he's got a few more weapons on the bench that he can plug into the game.
All right, Will is with us talking some September baseball. Again, I like to say pitching. You got to get your guys out there, and you got to pitch your way through September. Of course, the hitting doesn't hurt, but I always felt pitching is where it has to start.
Correct. And this whole ball game, baseball, is about pitching and defense. You know, if you got the studs out on the mound, and you got the guys behind them that can catch it, you know, it's gonna be tough for the opposition to score some runs. And you know, that's what happened for us in the two World Series years that we had in 2010. 2012, and you know, now you're starting to see it. I mean, Vogelsong's had a few good starts put together. Madison had a one hitter, almost a perfect game. Petit got plugged in the other day as far as a spot starter goes, and gave us six strong. You know, so I mean, we've got the pitching. We definitely have the defense, and now we just got to get the timely hits.
Well, Clark, with us, you ever been on the right end or the wrong end of a no hitter?
I've been on the right end twice, and I've been on the wrong end twice.
Which one?
And matter of fact, one of the bad ones was I made the last out against Mike Scott, it clinched the division back in '86. So I've been on the end of that, and I was behind Kenny Rogers when he had the perfect game in Texas. So you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers, a perfect game, and Mike Scott, I think he scuffed the ball. I really do.
You think so? I know one thing. Roger Craig would yell at me. Oh, he'd yell at me all the time, and he'd say, "Check the ball, check the ball." And I said, "Roger, I know he's cutting it up. I know he's cutting it up, but I still got to hit it."
Was Roger different in September? Because look, he goes back to the Dodger days. Yep. He came up in '55, mid-season, with Don Bessent, led the Dodgers really into the World Series.
Yeah, and you know. A lot of what Roger Craig learned about baseball came from the Dodger organization, and you know, he brought that over to us. But you know, Roger did some things that were off the cuff, and you know, caught people by surprise. And you know, our little motto within the clubhouse was, you know, expect the unexpected, because I mean, we'd hit run at any time, we'd squeeze bunt, we'd do all that craziness, and it just sort of kept you on your toes.
Yeah, you know, last thing for you, always a pleasure to talk baseball with Will Clark. You had guys who could hit it out. You had big hitters, MVPs, but still you did the little things to win games. You don't see that as much today.
No, not as much. You know, I think that the older generation, we talked a lot more baseball, so we understood the little nuances and, you know, the importance of getting a runner at third base, you know, with less than two outs, you know, stuff like that. And so guys back then would really sort of sacrifice themselves for the betterment of the team. And when you see that today in today's game, it's usually going to be on a pretty good ball club, because good ball clubs do the little things right and bad ball clubs don't.
Yeah, so I'm thinking to myself as you're answering, were you asked to hit and run? You ever asked to lay down a bunt?
I did it all. 1987, right before the season started, Dan Gladden, our leadoff hitter, broke a finger. And so for the first month and a half of 1987, I was a leadoff hitter. Okay. And Roger Craig told me, he said, "You're going to bunt?" He said, "You're going to squeeze?" He said, "You know, you better practice it." And sure enough, I laid down five suicide squeezes.
Wow. All right. I imagine Bob Lillis had to be happy.
Yeah, Bob Lillis, who was our infield instructor, he was definitely happy, because, you know, I was not known for my bunting prowess when I came into the Giants organization, so I had to work at it.
All right. What a pleasure to see you. Always very uplifting to all the fans. I told you, other than the guys in the 60s, it goes to you for the heroes of San Francisco baseball. So nice to have you.
Well, thank you, Marty. I really appreciate it. And, you know, it's great being part of the organization and seeing all the fans. And, you know, pretty much our fan base now are people that grew up, you know, when I was playing. So it's a lot of fun being in the stands and seeing a lot of those people.
Yeah, you bring the fun to the game. Will, thanks so much. All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the Sports Leader.